KPBS On Demand is supported by the National Conflict Resolution Center. Topics like political polarization and hybrid work policies can create workplace conflict. NCRC can help workplace leaders navigate divisive issues with the Culture, Communication, and Conflict Certificate. More at ncrconline.com.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, November 8th. The head of San Diego GOP blames the Biden-Harris left-leaning agenda for former President Trump's victory this week. More on that next. But first, let's do the headlines. San Diego's Commission on Police Practices approved its final recommendations for vehicle pursuits. They suggest police establish a vehicle pursuit review board, better track pursuit injuries and deaths, and not start pursuits for infractions. Gloria Tran is the commission chair. She says San Diego police start the majority of car chases over infractions, including the one that killed two small children in December.
The horrific accident that took the lives of little Mason and Malachi was initiated due to a non-working headlight, according to published reports.
SDPD chases have killed three more people, including a police officer, since. Chief Scott Wall has 60 days to respond. The Padres have extended their manager Mike Schilt's contract through the 2027 season. They made the move after a season that had the second most victories in franchise history and a hard-fought series against the World Series champion, the Dodgers. Schilt has led his clubs to the postseason in each of the four full seasons he's managed. He was voted National League Manager of the Year in 2019 by the Baseball Writers Association of America. We're going to have to wait a little longer for the fall weather. Today and through the weekend, it's going to be warm with clear skies. In the desert, inland, and coastal areas today, temperatures will be in the 70s, and in the mountains, temps will be in the low 60s. The weather is expected to get a couple degrees warmer each day through the weekend. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Felt, Curator of Photography at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're pleased to welcome to San Diego Pre-Pictet Human, the latest exhibition from the world's leading award for photography and sustainability. The Museum of Photographic Arts at the San Diego Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue on the international tour of Pre-Pictet Human. See work by 12 shortlisted photographers, including the award-winner Indian photographer Gauri Gill, in the celebrated exhibition Exploring Human Experiences. Pre-Pictet Human is on view now through December 15, 2024 at MOPA at SDMA in Balboa Park. Learn more at mopa.org.
As analysts parse the reasons for former President Donald Trump's win, the head of the local GOP says it was entirely predictable. Meanwhile, Public Matters reporter Amita Sharma says a local no-party preference voter is terrified of Trump making good on his promised agenda.
To San Diego County Republican Party Chairman Corey Gustafson, there's no mystery behind former President Trump's election to a second term in the White House. Most voters thought the country was going the wrong direction, backed up by polls. Gustafson's take? Americans were fed up with President Biden's, quote, left-leaning agenda and held Vice President Kamala Harris equally responsible for it.
Open border, high tax, high crime. These are all the hallmarks of the left-leaning agenda, especially affordability, where you have the Democratic Party caused massive inflation with their spending policies over the last 4 years.
Economists blame rising prices on supply shortages caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and worsened by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. They say spending measures Trump put in place during his first term were also partly responsible for inflation. CNN's exit polls show Trump boosted his support from his defeat in 2020 in nearly every demographic group, especially Latino men. Gustafson believes voters were able to look past Trump's conviction on 34 felonies, accusations of inciting the January 6th insurrection, and being held civilly liable for sexual assault because they saw them for what they were.
Political attacks on the president And the American people recognize that they are political attacks.
He says Trump's first task upon taking office in January will be to secure the border with these results.
Whether it be having less fentanyl come into this country, cutting down on human trafficking, having less illegal immigrants in this country that are taking up housing and driving up the cost of housing around the country. We need to know who's in this country and who's not.
El Cajon voter Mary Jo Petrovelli, who is registered as no party preference, says voters' concerns about Gaza cost Harris. She believes racism, misogyny, and the high price of food were also responsible for her defeat.
So maybe your eggs and your gas and your milk won't cost as much in the next couple of years. What's the exchange for that?
The potential answers to that last question send Petrovelli spiraling.
What will happen if in fact the Department of Education is eliminated? What's going to happen to our public health systems? What happens if a vaccine mandate is lifted? Look at preventable disease, measles, mumps, polio even. What's going to happen in our public health system? What about the free press? It has been a hallmark of our nation since the beginning, and that has been named as an enemy of the people.
Petrovelli says the what-ifs have proven exhausting and terrifying, so she has switched her focus. She's cleaning her house and getting out her Christmas decorations. Amita Sharma, KPBS News.
A Japanese helicopter carrier off the San Diego coast has successfully shown it can operate with F-35 fighters. Military reporter Andrew Dyer was there and says it's an important milestone in Japan's controversial military expansion.
U.S. Marine test pilots spent the last few weeks flying F-35Bs on and off the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force carrier JS Kaga. Marine pilot Major Zach Laser says Japan will begin flying its own F-35Bs next year.
We will be able to provide recommendations to the government of Japan on how to safely operate the F-35B off of their Izumo-class multipurpose destroyers in the future.
Laser calls the Kaga a destroyer, and technically it is. But in practice, it's a helicopter carrier. And when fighters begin launching from its flight deck, it will become, in practice, an aircraft carrier. Japan's post-war constitution prohibits the country from operating offensive weapons like attack carriers, and its recent military expansion has drawn criticism. U.S. and Japanese military leaders told reporters on board Kaga Wednesday, Japanese integration with F-35s is important for defense in the region. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
As school districts consider stricter rules on cell phones, some students are avoiding social media on their own. Reporter Kitty Anastas spoke to one student whose documentary on low-tech friendship premieres tonight at the Coronado Island Film Festival.
16-year-old Lilia Spiegel doesn't have social media.
But I'm surrounded. All my friends have TikTok, Instagram, all the social medias. And I think for me, it's kind of hard sometimes because when we hang out or something, they're all on Instagram or taking like Instagram photos or anything.
When her parents worked for the study abroad program Semester at Sea last fall, she went with them.
I really felt that social media was hindering friendships around me, and I wanted to see if it was different across different countries.
The result was a documentary that includes young people from Spain, Malaysia, South Africa, and Malta. Spiegel's favorite interview is with a young woman in Greece.
People were always on their phones, and there were some friend groups that we would go out for coffee or drinks, and they would be just like, and I noticed it, and I was like, what the heck is going on?
Her advice was to invite friends on walks.
You're going to do a 1-hour walk, you're going to do a 5-hour walk, you're going to walk forever.
When Spiegel got back, she turned her camera and microphone toward her Coronado High School classmates. She says one interview in the documentary is with a member of the school's fishing club.
That's an activity without phones, and that's what I've heard with a lot of other people. They really like these activities that kind of force you not to be on your phones.
Spiegel says more documentary films are in her future. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Sports bring people together, and in Poway Unified School District, they're also breaking barriers. A new athletic program is uniting students of all abilities. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the students are learning from each other on and off the field.
You guys, pick a team, pick a team. Jaden.
We're practicing for a big game that's going to come up on the first day of Love November. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be the best, and I am really excited for it.
Haley Granger is a 10th grader at Del Norte High School. She's one of the many students participating in a new unified physical education class.
When I first got here, it was like a little bit like rough for me.
Granger says she was struggling to make new friends after moving to San Diego from Canada.
To be honest, these classes, they're really the best. I got to meet like new people here, and they seem to like really like me very much.
It's called the Unified Champion Schools Program. It was designed by Special Olympics Southern California. Lynn Allen directs their special programs.
Our program that we're doing in all of the schools to promote acceptance, inclusion. It's where we have our athletes with intellectual disabilities or their students, and they're partnered with their peers without intellectual disabilities.
94% of participating schools report a reduction in bullying, teasing, and use of offensive language.
There's like a stigma, like people don't know how to interact with athletes with autism or, you know, with Down syndrome, and they're kind of just sitting there by themselves.
Studies show children with disabilities are nearly 5 times less likely to participate in physical activity compared to children without disabilities.
And there's always that curiosity factor, too. So I think this kind of breaks down those barriers in those students without disabilities. See that they can do everything that the typical students can do.
Ashley Sparks is a senior. She says the class has changed her perspective.
I think it definitely has given me a lot more awareness of there's just so many different people, and there's different ways you can accommodate to certain students, and I think it's been really great to work with them and just get to know everyone's personalities.
The disabilities vary. Some students have aids to help them physically or with processing, but all students are encouraged to support each other on the field. Coach Susan Milanovich says more schools should consider the program.
I've taught adaptive PE before, but this is completely different. And it's also both sets of kids, the kids with disabilities and the kids without, they have grown so much just even in this first 8 weeks.
The program started with Poway and Del Norte High Schools. The district recently committed to implementing the program across all grade levels, starting with high schools. Program leaders say this approach will build a culture of inclusion from the start.
Defense, like Hawks! Defense! Let's go!
At their first official soccer game, students from Del Norte and Poway High Schools have their moment in the spotlight. Complete with fans, cheerleaders, and plenty of school spirit. Coach Milanovich again.
And that's kind of my goal too, is to make them feel like the other kids do when they go to an away game or they host a game here. They deserve to feel that exact same way as our football team or our volleyball team.
For these students, the real win isn't on the scoreboard. It's in the friendships, acceptance, and inclusion they built together today.
Come on, Claire Hare, you gotta like run. I believe in you.
And I had it in me, but hey, here I am. Thanks to like all the teachers and the classmates that do for me, I'm kind of like very grateful. I'm glad to call these people my friends.
Let's go!
Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
November is Native American Heritage Month. This weekend in the Gaslamp Quarter, an exhibit will shed light on the Native American experience through art. Reporter John Carroll spoke with the woman behind the exhibit and one of the artists.
The walls of EC Gallery in the Gaslamp have hosted thousands of pieces of fine art for more than 20 years. But the 5th annual Native American Art Show is especially meaningful to gallery owner Ruth Ann Thorne, a member of the Rincon Band of Luiseno Indians.
And this land that I'm here in the Gaslamp, this was a territory that was shared between the Pale Quechan people, the Kumeyaay Nation, and two or three other tribes that are no longer in existence.
The art comes in different mediums, paint on canvas and wood, sculptures made of wood and stainless steel. Artist Ruben Chato Hinojosa's father and grandfather were artists. His medium is paint on wood.
To me, Native American Heritage Month is everything. It kind of reminds me of who I am. My grandfather told me once, "You'll be living proof that I existed, and look, here we are."
The show begins tonight at 6 and runs through Sunday. The artwork is all for sale, but it's free to come in, look around, and take it all in.
The culture, the beauty, the stories of really, if you want to think about what it does it mean to be American, the first Americans were 100 million people who lived on this northern continent.
John Carroll, KPBS News.
The San Diego Asian Film Festival celebrates its 25th edition this year, and arts reporter Beth Accomando has this preview.
For a quarter century, the San Diego Asian Film Festival has been showcasing Asian and international cinema. This year, it pays tribute to Tura Satana, who left an indelible mark on pop culture as Varla in Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Let's just time Lancelot as he comes charging to the rescue.
What's going on, Jeff?
3.5 seconds, champ. You were great.
What's the matter?
The watch. She won't give it back to me.
Let's have it.
Artistic director Brian Hu is excited to screen a documentary about her.
Tura Satana is such a legend of cult cinema, of independent film in the United States. I mean, I grew up watching this film, but I never thought of the lead actress as an Asian American person. But there's so little has been talked about her, let alone as an Asian American person, but just as, just who is she behind this legendary character? And then once we found out in this documentary, my jaw dropped, because what is off screen is just as thrilling as what's on screen.
Tura is just one of more than 170 films screening this year. The selection is so wildly diverse that it's intoxicating. You can find a 4-hour Filipino melodrama, a Pakistani animated film, a Vietnamese classic from the 80s, and of course, Mystery Kung Fu Theater.
We invite audience members, you know, we're going to play a martial arts film. I'm not going to tell you what it is, when it's from, what language it's in, and you just have to trust us.
I trust Hu implicitly to program an exciting lineup of films with something for everyone. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emmeline Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. We'd also like to thank KPBS reporter Katie Heisen for helping the podcast team this week. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Bill Hoehn.
And I'm Ted Hoehn.
Over the past 50 years, our family has brought many world-class dealerships to Carlsbad, including Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Audi, Honda, Acura, Jaguar, and Land Rover.
That's right. This year we're celebrating 50 years in Carlsbad.
So on behalf of the entire Hoehn family, we want to thank San Diego. Throughout the years, we've taken tremendous pride in meeting and even exceeding our customers' automotive needs.
We value the relationships with our clients and look forward to serving you for years to come. We invite you to visit one of the Hoehn Carlsbad dealerships or hoehnmotors.com.